There is no doubt that the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the cornerstone of the Christian faith. He was delivered for our offenses and rose again for our justification, without which there would be no hope. But as we read this account of his appearing, we'd like to mention that the most infallible account is the Word of God, not only what they saw. The two disciples, Peter and John, that went to the grave, and they saw the tomb empty, and they found the napkin by itself on one side. And it says that John, when he looked and saw, he believed. Because until that time, they didn't understand the scriptures. So his faith was based on reasoning. But the faith that we have is based on the Word of God, on the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians 15, the chapter of resurrection, and he mentions the many scenes that the Lord had. The first and most infallible proof is the Word of God. Christ had died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again in the third day according to the scriptures. So what the disciples should have done is to believe Old Testament scripture and what the Lord had told them, as John mentioned repeatedly. He told them the Son of Man would be delivered into the hands of the scribe and the Pharisees, and they would kill him, and in the third day he's going to rise again. But the two disciples, they believed by reasoning. But at least when they saw the tomb empty, they didn't go around looking for his body. And that's what Mary does. And you see, each one's faith is based on different circumstances. Mary was adamant to see him dead, as it was mentioned. That is her love to the Lord. I think when they left the tomb, but she remained. I think also the account in Matthew 28, the ladies or the sisters, probably she was with them and they left, but she stayed in the tomb. She wouldn't go home. That is the love that she had for the Lord. And she said to the angels, they have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they put me. And she said to him that she thought he is the gardener, sir, if you would have taken him, let me know where you laid him, and I go take him. She claims him as her own. That is mine. It's not yours. And as it was mentioned, she turns around, it says, from the angels, although the angels, they would look beautiful. And also she turns around from whom she thought he is the gardener. Because when he called her Mary, it says that she turned around and said, Rabboni. This is the love that she had to the Lord. But as far as we are concerned, we have not seen him alive. Although this was the main condition of choosing a disciple. In Acts 1, when they chose the disciple, they said that he is a witness of his resurrection. That was a main condition for choosing a disciple. And when Paul claims that he is an apostle, he says, am I not an apostle? Have I not seen the Lord? When did he see the Lord? After his resurrection and glorification. So it was a condition for choosing, for being a disciple and for being an apostle, that is a witness of his resurrection. It's a vital thing for our faith, the resurrection of Christ. And we lay hold on this. That is our main hope. If we believe that Jesus died and rose again, so also them that have fallen asleep will God bring them with him? That is the main purpose, foundation of the resurrection of the dead. It is the resurrection of Christ. And we lay hold of this, never let it go away. In this beautiful account, you would see that this sister Mary is the one that saw him first and got this beautiful message. Go tell my brethren, I ascend to my Father and your Father and their Father and my God and your God. He brings us into this beautiful relationship. In Hebrews chapter 2, he that sanctifieth and those that are sanctified are all of one. Therefore, he's not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare my name unto thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the congregation, I will sing praises unto thee.